Anthony Scaramucci. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Okay, so first off, it was 954,000 seconds, Michael.
Don't you know Rent? Don't you know the music from Rent?
If you say 2 seconds, I gotta scream fake news.
Exactly. Hey, you know, I gotta hand it to you, Mooch. You know, I am so happy that you are going to get together with Michael Avenatti to cook up a TV show, because I just don't think we get enough of Michael Avenatti on television.
You know, I got to tell you something, and I don't mind the guy. I mean, I understand he's a very fearless competitor and all that other stuff, but this has really been manifested by a group of guys at UTA, and I think they pitched it to a few people. But number one, Michael's not going to do it. He's got clients that he's linked into. And number two, I've got clients. I'm back at Skybridge. So I appreciate it. I thought the picture was funny of me, like, holding my hand up to his fist. I don't know if you guys caught that picture, but that was a classic pose. I figured, okay, I'm about to take a picture with one of the president's enemies. What am I going to do here? I didn't want to be all smiley, so I put my fist up to his face. So,
well, we've got your theme song for the TV show.
Yeah, we do have a theme song.
Okay, ready? What's the theme song? Go ahead.
I don't think Mooch knows this show. He's too young.
That show, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
The Odd Couple.
So wait a second.
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, but also remember Jack Lemmon and Walter Mattel.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
The movie was great.
I
think it was, what was this? This was the anniversary, or like 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary.
Hey, Mooch. So, but seriously, though, the story got a lot of publicity that supposedly they were pitching a show with you and Avenatti together. They never came to you and asked you?
No. That's not true. I always play it straight. No, they came to me and said that we've surfaced this thing and there is an interest. And I said to them that I'm back at Skybridge. It would be impossible for me to do a show like that, because I think the show that if it was going to happen, the show that they wanted was like that Crossfire show. Mm. I don't know if you remember that show. And
sure.
I want to go back into the financial services genre of TV at this point, because frankly, I'm back at my $11.5 billion asset management company. But yes, they did come to me and say that they put some feelers out. What did I think? And then, by the way, I know Michael said the same thing to them. Hey, listen, you know, I've got clients. Obviously, Stormy Daniel being his biggest client, but he's got clients. So I don't see the show materializing. It's not a show, frankly, that I can do and be at Skybridge. And guys, I started that company 13 years ago, and I want to stay there and grow it at this point.
You
know,
hey,
I don't know how many seconds 13 years is, Michael, but I'll be back.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Hey, Mooch, there's so many stories, I don't know where to begin. Maybe just start with all the leaking out of the White House. That's become such a cause now. Yeah. Now it's not what someone says that they get upset about the president. He gets upset by the leaks. I mean, what, you were there. Why is this the leakiest sieve on the place, on the face of the earth?
It's very simple. If you want to talk about the Odd Couple, these are odd groups. It's not the chocolate and the peanut butter and Reese's. This is the always Trumpers that were on the campaign that were merged into never Trumpers from the RNC. And so Reince previously made a decision to flood that comms team with about 70% never Trumpers. And so these guys clobber each other every single day. And like a good corporate merger, they never got their culture right from day one. And so when you merge two very disparate groups with different philosophies, there's things you do at the corporate level to make those guys get along or to rethread it. And if they can't get along, frankly, you got to start the process of firing people until you get it down to a group of people that can get along. And so I was in the process of doing that. Once I was fired, I think it became impossible to do that unless they were going to put somebody in there that had corporate culture experience. And so here you are now. There's way more never Trumpers in that comms team than there are always Trumpers. And Kelly Sadler is actually a very loyal person to the president. So one of those anonymous leakers thought that they would say that thing that she said about John McCain, which I think is inexcusable, by the way. I'm not defending her in that way, but she should have been offered the opportunity to apologize. But they run out of the White House. They leak it anonymously in an effort to get her fired. And since I got fired as a result of something like that, people thought that Rudy was going to get fired last week as a result of something like that. They figured, okay, this is great. She said something stupid. Let's get her fired. And I think it's just really unfair to the president because he's out there working on world problems and helping us solve issues related to our economy and trade. And then they're in there shooting at each other to the point, fellas, where they canceled their meeting this morning. They can't even have a meeting together because they're fearful that there will be leaks related to that meeting. And so just very unfair to the president.
You know what he needs? He needs you back there in the White House.
Go back, Brooch. We want you back.
Come on. No,
I'm at Scott. First of all, they would never ask me back. I'm too honest, too direct. Number two, I would fire those people. I know exactly who they are. They would be immediately fired, although my guess is if I did go back hypothetically, which of course never would happen, but if I did go back hypothetically, they would leave because they would never allow me to get to them. They would resign before I could
fire
them.
Hey, Mooch, we're out of time. You got to come back. Come back soon, okay, pal?
Yeah, come and be in the studio with us.
Happy Friday, guys. I got to come to the studio at some point and crash your party over there.
Okay. We'd love it. Thanks, Mooch.
Thanks a lot. Hey, stick around. We're going to stick it to that racist lawyer when we get back. He's been evicted, and the Post is on his trail. All that's coming up, plus your chance at $1,000 after the 8 o'clock news with Joe Bartlett.